Yeah, I've decorated every barn town with a big red coat of paint. But good thing I had a good reason for all the hell I've raised since then. When that roll is called up yonder, I know they're gonna let me in. 'Cause Jesus got a tight grip on my soul and he ain't letting go. He ain't letting go. The devil reaches out but he can't grab hold. 'Cause Jesus got a tight grip on my soul and he ain't letting go. He ain't letting go. Might have a little rust on my halo, but when I'm gone I know where I'll go. 'Cause Jesus got a tight grip on my soul. Than holy water, it's true. More Saturday night on an old bar stool than a Sunday morning pew. But even old Hank Williams finally saw the light. And oh, hallelujah, I have too. And it ain't just a neon kind. 'Cause Jesus got a tight grip on my soul.
Welcome along to the latest installment here from, Eternity Socials. It's been a while, 2 weeks since our last live one. Last Sunday, I couldn't be at home for 8:30, so I pre-recorded a video and done the whole thing, hoping to have it online in time. Had it scheduled to go at 8:30, but whatever reason, it didn't upload in time and we're a bit late to the show. The video is now online. It uploaded and it completed sometime in the small hours of Monday morning of that week, so it's there. But of course, the audio is there on Spotify, TuneIn, Apple and Google Podcasts as well, so it might be handier to do that rather than have to sit and watch through the whole thing pre-recorded. But it's good to be back. Good to be here this week live as well. I do miss your company. It was a bit boring last week without the comments. So it's good to have you all on board. A packed show as per usual this week. We have the guys from Salt Factory Sports taking part. And we'll hear a bit more about them in a little while. It's good to have a few requests coming in throughout the week as well as now, right now, on the comments as well. And the first one right on the ball is Linda Cameron, and she's looking for Who You Are To Me from Chris Tomlin and Lady A, formerly known as Lady Antebellum. Chris Tomlin is working on an album. It's a bit of a collaboration album, and I will tell you a bit more after we hear from the man himself. This is Who You Are To Me, Chris Tomlin and Lady A.
Some people think you're distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. That's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm empty, you fill me with hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. That's who you are to me. Sometimes I have my doubts, I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
But I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down on my knees.
You're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm empty, you fill me with hunger for more. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. That's who you are to me. Who you are to me. You're forever holy. You're the Lamb who is worthy.
Album there, great song, Who You Are to Me, and the full album, Chris Tomlin and Friends, comes out on the 31st of July. Bit of a collaboration with a pile of country artists from the likes of Thomas Rhett, Florida Georgia Line, Cassidy Pope, Brett Young, Chris Lane, Ray Lynn, and a pile more. So we're really looking forward to hearing that album in its entirety. And no doubt you guys will hear it on here, here and there over the course of the following and incoming months then. As long as we keep this thing going anyway, hopefully you are enjoying it. Well done, and well done. Welcome, if you've just joined us. Attorney Socials live stream then, live from 8:30 each and every Sunday night, God willing. And I'll tell you where I was at 8 o'clock. I was standing in my church car park. I go to Woodburn Presbyterian Church just outside Carrickfergus. And every second Sunday on July and August, we have a drive-in service. So this year is no different. Of course, we can have the drive-in services adhering to the social distancing guidelines. So I finished at 8 o'clock. It was a manic pack-up. Lots of hands helping me, though, which was good, rolling up cables, socially distancing, of course. And I rolled in through the door here in the man cave at about 26 minutes past 8. So it was down to the wire. I'm sitting here scoffing away on Jaffa Cakes because I'm hungry. But no, I'm glad I made it in time. I know last week, with the video not going up in time, some of you guys were wondering, well, where are you? It's 8:30. Is everything okay? So I appreciate you miss me, which is good. And I do try and keep the whole thing legit anyway and get here on time and get her going. But last week, there's a bit of a blip in the radar with the whole uploading of the video. But it's good to be back this week live, of course. And I do love interacting with you guys on the chats there as well. So speaking of which then, a big shout out then, a few hellos to get through, and I want to say a big hello to the Websters. They're listening up in Castle Rock in the caravan. They were catching up during the week and listening to me whilst at their breakfast, so I hope I didn't put you off your food, but it's good. I didn't know Castle Rock had Wi-Fi, so that's pretty pretty epic as well. I want to say hello as well to a few other folk. Let me see. Susan McDowell, you're looking for a bit of City of Light. That's coming right up next as well. It happens to be one of the tracks that's been suggested by the Salt Factory Sports guys, who use sport as an outreach to kind of get the gospel across to young people. So I'm looking forward to hearing their chat and their band over the course of the next hour or so. But she wants to say hello to her daughter, Victoria McDowell. Happy birthday for today. And that comes in a love from her mum and dad. And they're looking a bit of City of Light, as is our first, our first guy from Salt Factory Sports, Raymond McGowan. And this is what he had to say to us.
Hi, I'm Raymond McGowan. I work with a Christian sports ministry called Salt Factory Sports. We use sport to engage with people of all ages and abilities, to build relationships with them and to share the good news of Jesus. I would like to request the song that I heard recently. It's called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me by City of Light. And just speaks of Jesus being our hope for this life and for the life to come. Thank you.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Day by day, I know He will renew me. in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
What does the gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
God gave me you for the ups and downs.
Deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. Searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Sin upon His shoulders, ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him
version there of How Deep the Father's Love for Us. That comes from Mo Pitney, and it's on a wee collaboration of songs on an album called Country Faith Hymns. That one there is a particular one, is Volume 2, and I don't know what happened, but when I downloaded the album, all the songs seemed to be cut short. I deleted it again there the night, downloaded it again, and still the same story. So a lovely album, some great songs from some great, great artists, but I haven't been able to get them in full. So hopefully you enjoyed what you heard there. I'm sorry I didn't have it all, but I'll try and get it fixed, and hopefully we hear the whole thing. I was chatting to Mo Pitney actually during the week for a kind of a country music blog, and doing a bit of an interview with him. But we kind of get talking along the lines of its faith as well. He's a big, big faith, and he's not shy about sharing it. And chatting kind of about gospel albums and music and things as well. And it's real well worth a listen to. So hopefully I'll get it edited in the next incoming couple of days. Now I'm off. And I'll maybe share that with you guys in the incoming weeks on the Sunday night stream here as well. Continuing on then, we're going to listen from our next volunteer, I suppose, from Salt Factory Sports. Great to have them involved with the live stream. Five of them in total tonight. And here's our second one. This is Erin Allen, and this is what she had to say.
Hi, my name is Erin Allen. I'm originally from the States, but I'm currently living in Northern Ireland, working with Salt Factory Sports. So during lockdown, I've just been learning to seek God and just to take time out of the busyness and just really seek Him first. The song that I request is Overwhelmed by Big Daddy Weave.
Thank you. are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm
listening to the same old, looking for a rescue?
I will rescue you.
We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
Sing, sing.
Come in during the week from Alison and David as a request, and hopefully you guys enjoyed that one. Faithfulness from Hillsong Worship, and it kind of reminds me of a verse, Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 22 to 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end, they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. And before that we had Big Daddy Weave with Overwhelmed, and that was for Aaron then from from South Factory Sports. Out of my head there. I am, my mind is crazy. Unless I write the thing down right in front of me, nine times out of ten I'll forget it. That's just the way it is. And I work in a quarry during the week where I need to be at the best, and it's tight going. Oh, that's terrible. Hopefully you're enjoying the music so far tonight then, and a big shout out to Robert Wilson saying hello there on the page. Robert won the competition there 2 weeks ago. We ran it and announced the winner last week, so I don't know if it's turned up yet or not. Hopefully you've got your Ren Collective album there in the post, but if not, it should be with you very shortly. It was fired into a post box there on Thursday, so hopefully, I know things are a bit slower with Royal and Mail at the minute. Hopefully we'll get back to normal, but that is definitely winging its way to you if it has not done so already. Keep the requests coming in then as well. A lot of good music. We're going to hear from two in a row, next from the Salt Factory Sports guys, and next up then we're going to hear from I think it's hard to pick out his name. He's definitely Steve. I think he said Steve Earle, who is like a legendary, kind of iconic American country singer, but not the Steve Earle, but I think it is. Have a listen for yourself. Let me know what you think.
Hey, I'm Steve Earle. I'm one of the team at Salt Factory Sports. And so really my job is to try and get churches to think about how they can use sport in their communities and reach out and share Jesus in their communities. And I love it. What has God been teaching me through lockdown? For me, summer season is really busy for ministries usually, and so in this season of no real stuff going on, it's been a real rest and just time out, and so that's been really nice. And just been time with family has been brilliant, and so just trying to refresh and just ask what God would have us do in this next season. So just really reflecting and trying to get refreshed for what God has in store for Salt Factory Sports in the next few months ahead. So yeah, that's what God's been teaching me and asking me, which has been cool. The song that I would request is the How He Loves by David Crowder Band, which is a great tune. Thanks.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us.
I'm Lourdes. I have the privilege to work for Salt Factory Sports as a finance administrator. During lockdown, God has been teaching me to trust Him, especially that He is in control over the situation with the coronavirus. My song request, Marching On by Rent Collective. Thank you.
Darkness of how great and how mighty our God is. For the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. We are standing in holy defiance. We're declaring aloud in the silence that the battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. No one else. Unstoppable kingdom advances as we take back the ground from the darkness. The battle belongs to the Lord and no one else. You're the banner we raise in the chaos. No, the gates of hell won't stand against us. The battle belongs to the Lord and no. The troubles, the trials, the shadows, the sorrows, the long nights, the hard fight. We are the prophets, the voice in the darkness, declaring the battle is yours. We'll sing hallelujah for all hell to hear. Shout out Hosanna above every fear. Strongholds will crumble like castles of sand. We're marching on. Sing hallelujah.
marching on.
Got a Rent Collective there featuring Hillsong, Young and Free, Marching On. Surely there's a certain irony that we're playing a song called Marching On, and here we are in Northern Ireland on the 12th of July. But anyway, before that we had the David Carter Band with How He Loves Us, and that got me thinking about sort of verses along the same themes. If we turn to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, we can read the following words. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Surely that's the whole pinnacle right there. You know, we, old things must pass away, all things are made new, and together we were crucified with Christ. We no longer live for ourselves, but live for Christ who lives in us. People should see something different in our walk, in our talk. That reminded me of what a preacher said a couple of years ago. I must find the verse that he was talking about, and then I'll tell you a bit more. Keep the requests coming in then. We have about 15 minutes left of our stream. We still have maybe, let me think, another one of the Salt Factory Sports folks to get through as well then. And a request coming right up for Ruth Greer as well. She was looking Shane and Shane and their version of Sometimes by Step. So here it is, right up next, especially for Ruth Greer. Keep the quest coming in. If you just joined us, a warm welcome to you. Also, if you want to catch up on tonight or any of the previous streams, you'll get them on Spotify as well.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hard. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever pray. My God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow.
You'll leave me,
will follow you all of my days. Oh, I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. And step by step, you'll lead.
Okay, next up then, we're going to hear from Chris Grant from Salt Factory Sports. He kind of runs the show. He's a good guy. He, to be fair, he booked us for a party, so of course he's a great guy. Last year and this year, of course, we were meant to be doing a bit of a social with him at Summer Madness. They set up a tent and run a lot of sports and try to interact with the kids at Summer Madness. And we're gutted not to have been there this year, but hopefully, God willing, next year we'll go ahead as planned. It's great work those guys do. Check them out online. Go on to Facebook and just type in Salt Factory Sports and you can find out all about them. And if you're involved in a youth group or organisation, have a wee chat amongst yourselves and they'll definitely come and do their thing with you as well. So here's Chris Grant and here's what he had to say.
Hello, this is Chris from Salt Factory Sports. And we're very sorry not to see you, everyone, in our clubs, camps and missions this summer. But we hope you're keeping safe and well and we look forward to seeing you all again soon. I'd like to request the song here, Ain't No Grave, live from Bethel Music and Molly Skaggs, a classic Christian country and western, awesome song. You guys want to get this turned up. God bless. See you soon. Thanks.
Oh, shame is a prison. It's cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no
A bit of a stream crash there, but we're up and running again. So thank you for joining back in, and if it's your first time with us, a very, very warm welcome to you. That almost brings us up to the end of this live stream. Every Sunday night from 8:30 to 9:30, we do this live. We record it, record the audio, and fire it on to a couple of podcasting apps such as Spotify, TuneIn, Google, and Apple Podcasts as well. What I did realize was halfway through this, I forgot to hit the record button, so about 20 minutes I haven't gotten, so I'm going to have to re-record that after I go, but I'm not, well, that's a bit monotonous, but sure, it's well worth it in the end anyway. But thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you've enjoyed the music from the Salt Factory Sport guys. I would encourage you to pray for them. It's a tough time, as it was with the Coaching for Christ guys a couple of weeks back as well. The sports ministry, you know, is pretty much nil at the minute with the whole social distancing thing and the lockdown, of course. So a tough time for those guys. A lot of them are furloughed. I know a few other Christian organisations as well. We hosted some of the E3 SU folk here a week or two ago. They're all furloughed at the minute. Exodus, we hope to have them on here at some point. The Exodus, some of the guys that run the Exodus teams. But again, they're furloughed as well. So a lot of Christian workers that depend on summer outreach and fundraising at the minute are finding it pretty tight. So I would encourage you to pray for them. And speaking of prayer, we'll finish now with a moment of prayer before we finish with one more song right after that. So I'll get the first 20 minutes re-recorded here, and I will get it on to some of the podcasting apps soon enough. But if you want to get in touch during the week with a song suggestion or anything at all, maybe you don't like the tone of my voice and you want somebody different doing it, maybe you have a song suggestion, or even you want to get involved if you're part of a youth group or even a church. And a few of you want to get together and do us a few voice clips of songs and maybe verses that mean something to you, and by all means, we'd encourage you to get in touch. And you can do that, of course, through Facebook. Get us on Facebook, send us a message on there. And on the Instagram app as well. And if you want to email us, you can do it sundaynightstream@eternitysocials.com. I don't know how long we'll do this for. It'd be good to keep the podcasts going. I don't know if we'll stream every Sunday night, but we'll definitely keep something going on the podcasts. But for the next wee while, anyway, we'll keep it lit. Hopefully next week we will have some of the folks from a few other churches getting involved as well. Tully Allen and Mount Norris Presbyterian Church next week, all being well. And the following weeks after that, hopefully some folks from North Street in Carrickfergus and Ballinure Presbyterian as well. Don't have to be Presbyterian to be involved though. Get in touch if you're a Methodist or Church Ireland or anything at all. As long as you're saved, that's the main thing. Of course, we all need to get right with God. And hopefully, the folks that are listening in, of course, each week, hopefully they already know God. But if they don't, hopefully something here will point them in the right direction as well. But let's finish with a wee moment of prayer. And then we'll finish with one more song. I think I'll put on a bit of Blue Tree. They do a great version of a song that I love, and we'll get that going in a minute. So let's pray. And dear God, we thank you once again for this opportunity to come together as like-minded people and listen to the songs that really mean something to us. We thank you for the week that has gone past, Lord, and for those of us that are maybe on holidays and have a slightly more chilled approach to life over the incoming week, Lord. But hopefully it'll give us more time as well to reflect on the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And those blessings, then it will surprise us indeed. If we count them one by one, it will surprise us what the Lord has done. And those of us that are maybe facing tough times as well due to being furloughed or lockdown as well, help us to see that, you know, that light is always on at the end of that tunnel. Though we walk through a deep valley, Lord, you can lift us up and set us on that solid rock that is Christ. We just pray for the incoming week that you'll draw near to us, Lord. Keep us close by your side, and just help us to live this week a life that's worthy for you, a life that points others to you. And we just pray and trust these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, a bit of Blue Tree. They are from here. They're kind of not really on the circuit anymore, but they had a lot of great music. Go and check them out. So this is When I Survey. I love this version of this song by these guys. And we'll make this our closing piece tonight. Thank you very much, guys. God willing, we'll see you next week, next Sunday, 9:30. Did I say 9:30? I'm gone with the wind here. 8:30.
Of glory done.
Thanks again, guys, and good night on God Bless.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.